Tired of the price of everything going up these days? Groceries, rent, you name it. It's all going up. But not at Metro. They've got your back. Metro has lowered their prices and are giving you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. One line? Now 20% lower. Family plans? Also lowered. Oh, and you also get a free 5G phone. All with no ID required and no activation fees. Stop by your neighborhood Metro store, visit metrobytmobile.com, or call to find out about their amazing offers. Bring your number, not available if currently at T-Mobile or with Metro in the past 180 days. Guarantee covers monthly price of on-network talk, text, and 5G data for customers activating on an eligible plan. Exclusions apply. Details at metrobytmobile.com.
If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Alabama, 464-568-51 is bad. 10 is good. Texture rating on the Sauter Heyman Jewelers song of the day.
Go ahead. Back at you. No.
I'll go first tomorrow.
You've been very aggressive with this. You've been very, also every song. So we're leading off with you. I'll take tomorrow.
Okay. There's some good lines in that song.
You
tell
the,
Lori
you
you're going to be lazy today. You're just going to be nature's friend.
Yeah.
See how that goes over.
Huh. The last time you swam across the river,
to prove to me you're a man.
All of a sudden, the bushes at the Missouri River. What's he doing? He's swimming across it.
He's trying to prove he's a man.
I don't think he's gonna make it.
Look at him. He's struggling over
in the middle right there.
Damn it.
He's gasping for air.
He hurts pretty hard.
He's going to get by a log. What's he doing? He's proved he's a man to Laura.
He heard the Alabama song.
He's heading straight over.
Heyman.
Heyman checks in with the score.
Yeah. Heyman gave it a 7.77531. I read that score because I was thinking in along those lines. 7.7.
You played the banjo? Was that banjo or guitar?
It was better times. Yeah. It was better. You say what year?
It's 82.
Yeah, better times.
That Alabama, it was like almost like one of the times, I guess you'd say it was country, right?
But yeah, it's country.
But I wasn't really country at that time, but everyone listened to Alabama. Alabama was a staple song, staple band.
Oh, it was, God. It was huge, Jake.
About a 5-year window where Alabama just rolled.
It seemed like that was Reagan years.
I think it might have been.
That was Reagan 82.
Yeah. So it
sounds
was
right.
Reaganomics
yeah.
during that time.
But no, you're right. Alabama was massive.
Yes.
All right.
I'm higher than what you are with it. I'm going to probably go with a. 9421.
He's in the nines.
It really got me going today. It really did.
Yeah, you're banging on
the wall.
As pounding like that. Yeah, like I said, it just brought back better times. It brought back
82?
Yeah, 82.
Oh my God.
Yeah, better times. So, I mean, in early 80s was still good. Later 80s, not as much for me for music. Early 80s, still good.
Music.
70s, yes. But it was better
as far
times.
As times.
Times go, yes.
Do you want to guess times. Rudy's score for this one?
Rudy's going to like this. Rudy's going to be a 7-9.
6-4 from Rudy.
6-4 from Rudy, okay.
Horns down, Rudy.
Horns down, Rudy. Schlossnagled.
Out. Gone.
Horns are out.
Some ratings before I get to Bill's Thrillers. Houston, 6.8. Ryan in California, 9.8. John says 2. Bring back ABBA from Friday.
Well, we love ABBA. We're not going to fight that one.
Shamia B, 7.6. Mike and Dalton, 8.25. Sandmaster and KC, 7.9. Chet, 9.34. Great start to the week.
Yes, Chet.
Kent, easy call, 10. Guilt Nerd, 10. Hula Clemens, Bird. 6.
Tie one for Bird. Thank you, Bird. Thank you.
The good OG, job by you guys.
Could you imagine seeing Alabama and ABBA together?
Ooh.
Imagine that for a concert. Be a little odd. Imagine
odd combo there.
Odd combo. Who do you guys going to see? The double A's are here. Whoa. Alabama and ABBA. And they would just kind of go, and sometimes both be on stage at the same time. I bet it would be incredible.
This is kind of a shot and a compliment. The OG CJ says, Jake, finally something worth turning up, 8.9.
Backhanded compliment.
Yep. Gavin and Pender, 10.
Yeah. It's a volume raiser. It is. It's a volume raiser every time.
Walk up?
Walked. Yeah. If I'm walking also like that, oh, we're playing Alabama. Yeah, thank you.
Joe and Boulder, 7.5. Brad from Baldwin, 6.5. YouTube, I don't want to forget them. Albert at 10 on YouTube. Chris, 6.7. Troy, 9.1. Genghis, 7.8. Better times. Lactar, 6.2. I haven't seen that one before.
Okay.
I'm sorry?
Lactar.
Lactar.
6.2. And Brad, okay. 8.2 on YouTube.
Do we have a build a breaker situation?
I've never seen Lactar.
We have a new breaker. Thank you. Chime in. Where are you? Wonder where he's from. Why would he listen to our show?
I don't know. I have no idea why. You tell me tip why that would happen.
Hey, Heyman says Alabama was underrated. Heyman.
No, they weren't. They were very popular.
They're very popular, Rick. Everyone loved them.
You just didn't pay attention back then to Alabama.
Rick,
you
were, lock in a little better. He
was listening to 10CC.
He stumbled on this one real bad.
He was listening to 10CC back then.
No 10CC.
Imagine
a reunion tour like that. We have two options, 10cc or Alabama. I don't know. I guess I'll do the Alabama thing.
I guess I'll be there. Your song of the day again, Mountain Music by Alabama from 1982. It's time for a Monday edition of Bill's Thrills. Here we go.
Some call him the most interesting man in the world.
That is setting up the morel mushroom bonanza.
Okay. Yeah,
is this going to be a bonanza?
Mushrooms grow better with thunder and lightning.
Others call him Coach. But to everyone else, he's Bill.
I want to get one of those military ab stimulators for us to wear during the show. Have you seen? I sent it to you today.
It's time for Bill's Thrills on Early Break.
A new sponsor for Bill's Thrills for June and going
Who's
forward.
Who's that, Jake?
That is Diner Contracting. They work on remodels, kitchen, baths, and whole house remodels, additions, basement finishes, and custom new homes. Call them at 402-417-5204.
We only talk with people here that when I say I stress some things that people have done work for me and myself. And Dinert has done that. And his contracting is the most amazing because of their communication level and their speed, and they stay on task. Whatever the completion date is, the completion date is. And they stay on constant communication with you. Really? Here's the deal. So right away, it's the weird place. Well, who do we reach out to? I want to redo my bathroom. I want to redo. We're going to redo our basement. I want to put a new slab of concrete in to have an extra driveway to have this done. You go to Dinert, and that's it. You always want to.
This is a remodel.
Who do I get this done? Where do I go for this? Well, if we're going to build a brand new house, we're going here. We're going to do this. Dinert is the one to go to for any. This is like house menders at like 9.0. is what it is.
Wow.
They can do everything.
And I will tell you this, if you get the wrong person, your life can be hell.
Yeah. It can end a marriage. All of a sudden it's like, well, we're not doing it. Yep. It can end a marriage.
It could. I was talking to a very prominent former.
Dinert has made marriages stronger.
He can help a marriage.
Yes, he can help a marriage. Yeah, he's like the Dr. Love of wood construction.
Oh, God. That's saying a lot.
That's what he is. There.
I mean, you are Dr. Love.
And he can do it, but he can do it through remodeling. Yeah. Think about that.
Yeah.
You
do it through radio.
You want to have a gift for your wife like that? Remodel. Just text Randy, let him know that you want to visit with him. 402-417-5204. 402-417-5204.
And then the first name again?
Randy.
Yes. Randall.
Yes.
All right.
And Hayden, his son.
Hayden and Randy.
Yes.
All right, let's do Bill's Thrills. What do you got today?
Oh, that's me.
What do you got today?
I got something
football,
for us.
Is this football facts?
Football facts.
It's Monday.
Football became strange. Things can change.
If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Grainger understands that you go to great lengths, and sometimes heights, to ensure the power is always flowing. Which is why you can count on Grainger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery. So you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply. Available in app only.
If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Football became strange. Things can change. Let's just talk football. Let's just talk football real quick here. Last week, college football. SEC meetings, huge flex, meeting every day. The SEC commissioner talked every day. Started off on a Monday night, on Memorial Day night. Started off with the lead in, taking a shot too, just like, and then
shots.
Took a shot at the ACC and Big 12. I don't need a bunch of sidebar press conferences telling us what to do.
Yeah, he doesn't want to be lectured.
Don't need a lecture on that stuff right there. Then you talk about the Power Two, Big Ten, SEC. Big deal, Power Two, big deal. Shots fired by the ACC and the Big 12. Hey, do what's right for college football, going back and forth. Mm-hmm. We're going to have auto bids, 4-4-2, whatever the model was. They were going to have auto bids for the Big Ten. Maybe not so fast. We've talked about that. Now we're going to do a 5-11 model, they say. Just remember, they only spent 1 year at 12. We've only spent 1 year at 12, and they're almost saying right now, are we going to 14 or 16? Has there even been a model of 14 talked about?
No.
Nope, just 16 at that. Then there's a schedule, 8 or 9. What do we do?
In the SEC.
8 or 9 game schedule. ACC, no one really talks about it, no one really cares that much. But they do care about the SEC if they're going to play 8 or 9 for us right there. Then you have the transfer portal dates. Okay, when's it taking me? We have 1 or 2. We're going to have 1 or 2. We're going to move it down to 1. Well, there was 2, so guess what they can do now? Now you can sue people. We had 2, we just took something away, and there's no collective bargaining for it, so that can all go away. House settlement, that's going to work everything out. Got an NIL compliance team, that's going to work for us like that. Lawsuits waiting on everything. SEC wants the Big Ten. We don't want to play more SEC games. We want to play opponent other big games. So we'd like to match up with the Big Ten some of the
alignment.
Game times, when are they going to go down? Here's the thing. I never thought in my life that I'd ever be somewhat disinterested in the NBA. I couldn't wait for the NBA playoffs. I would freak out when I was younger watching the Lakers. I'd lose my mind.
You'd cry.
It was so big. Then things do change. Don't think for a second with one of the most powerful things going in college football that people can lose interest. People can lose.
They are losing interest right now because
what happens is right now the volume is so loud. After a while, they're just kind of like, just tell us what we're doing. But there's no commissioner. There's no one in charge of college football. Just say it right now. Who's in charge of college football? Nobody. Imagine that in any major corporation, anything going on. Who's in charge of the NBA? Who's in charge of the NFL? Who's in charge of college football? There's nobody. Who's in charge of college basketball? Nobody.
Nobody.
No, there's nobody. And so it makes it very difficult. But what happens is to the casual fan, it can wear on you.
It's wearing on people.
It's wearing on people to no end. And don't think for a second that you can't lose some interest.
You know what I would say to Sankey if he was sitting here? Don't take fans for granted. I mean... Yeah. I'm a little surprised how arrogant he comes off. I mean, I am. Like, you know that this can go away a little bit.
It can go. Imagine this one, too. Just think about this one. I think the ACC and the Big 12 hold a lot of power. And then this, in this way. What if they just said, you know what? Go. Go. Form your own conference. Okay. Your own deal. You think that doesn't set back the college football fans? Do you want that?
No.
You want separation?
No.
No. So all of a sudden, if he just said, what if all of a sudden there was a separation and just all of a sudden it's like, okay, the SEC and Big Ten are going to go make our own league.
That's not what people want. Do you want that? Thank you. Thank you.
No, you
Me and Sean butt heads over this all the time. That's not college football.
It's not what we grew up with. It might be fine in 30 years, but it's not what we grew up with.
I hear fine, Big Ten and SEC will break off. I just hear, oh, it's the end of college football, and it's probably the end of me following college football.
When all of a sudden, if you have
your own separate league,
that is not what the college football fans want. That's not what Boise State wants. That's not what anyone wants.
Who wants that?
I don't know. Like you said, and then we start talking about it. In the end, like that, we talk about teams like going, okay, they're going to break off. It's going to be insane. Well, what are some of the insane teams that are in it? Is Northwestern and Purdue an insane must see? I mean, the SEC
would they be
has
part of that.
Of course, they're part of it.
Well, they're part of the league.
They're part of the league.
So I didn't ask. I mean, I understand they're part of the league. I know that. But would they be
there's
part
like,
of it?
There's like in the Big Ten, what is their must see teams? Six? Six teams? That's about what it is.
Yeah.
About six teams. SEC is probably about eight. Yeah. No, maybe more 10, 10-ish yeah, maybe. Out of that.
So you got 16.
Yeah. So it's not across the board.
God, we see eye to eye on this completely.
And I would hate to see it, but when that's the answer like that, we'll just break away. We'll just do our own thing. We'll have our own deal. And that's not a good thing.
No.
That's not a good thing.
No, because college football is over at that point. Yeah. Now, some people are on the text line probably saying right now, simple.
There'll be some that
college football is over right now. Some people are saying that.
And some would like to do the breakaway. Some would like to imagine if all of a sudden there's two leagues in college football. Imagine all of a sudden just watching two leagues. And we all know no one sits here and says like that, well, I think San Jose State's just the same as Auburn. No, you don't. You don't say that. But my point is like that is that you just don't want that. Imagine that disconnect that there would be. And then also at the same time, there's nobody scheduling those guys. Just so you know, all that's playing each other is SEC and Big Ten. You think all of a sudden Baylor's going to jump in and grab a game with the other league?
No.
That's not going to happen. And then where's it go? Is it football only?
You're talking about a scheduling arrangement.
Can you imagine if they want to say, if they do branch off and the NCAA says, okay, you guys also are not in the NCAA basketball tournament. You have your own tournament. That would be then.
What
also,
are we talking about?
So now, UConn's not playing against these teams.
Is anybody for this on the text line?
No.
That's why I'm not. When they start talking about a scheduling arrangement, I don't really like it because it just seems like it's one step toward what you're talking about—a break off. No, I'd like to get I don't know, Sankey. I'm probably being unfair too, but he strikes me as a little too arrogant, puffy chest, like we hold all the cards. Yeah, you hold all the cards for your league, but not for college football. College football is in bad shape right now. And you saying don't lecture me on the state of college football? Mm-hmm. No, I think you do need a lecture. I think you might need a lecture.
They need one person. Somehow.
Is it Lane Kiffin? If Saban doesn't do it, could I pitch to you Lane Kiffin as the commissioner?
I will say this. I listened to a Lane Kiffin interview yesterday, and it was incredible. He was just,
I'm not joking.
He's really good.
I mean, he was so good on his interview. On just like on certain things that he talked about, he was so good.
Common sense, Lane Kiffin. That's where you get some. Yeah,
but like I said, don't think that it can go south.
Sometimes I know it can. It's going.
When you think things are going so great, and all of a sudden like that, you think like that. Well, no, this is gonna things change, and you can lose fans because right now. Also, what else do they want from the fans? Give us money. Everyone give us money, and that's everywhere. That's across the board. So there's no blame for people that are helping out at Nebraska in 1890. No, they have to have that. But that is also a fatigue.
How many people in your life do you hear from now? Maybe you don't, but in my life, I hear from people anecdotally all the time. Sip, I'm just not following it. I'm not following it like I used to. I just don't care as much as I used to.
The storyline right now would all be about just what we talk about is scheduling. How about the list I just read off? That's what's being discussed right now. That's all the things being discussed right now. And the thing is, here's the thing to understand. This will not hold up. So this year, teams may spend $20, $30, $40 million, whatever, on a roster. So next year, they're going to say you get to spend $20.5 million, but that's not all of it. So you get
$15 million.
So you get $15 million. So
for a football
you
roster.
You think there's not lawsuits that are going to happen when the players go, hang on. Last year we were making – so think of all the budget cuts. What guys are making this year, they're not making next year. That's not going to happen. Unless it's like this true NIL deal, and where's it going to come? So you've taken that away from them. Can you do that? No, you can't do that without collective bargaining. So there's lawsuits right away. They're going to come back. They just made a number up at 20.5 and said, let's do that thing. And there's Bolt. Let's do that
Bolt
thing.
Sink. Bolt sink. Thumbs down to college football. Yeah, he is.
That's what
he's saying. And so it creates so many things going on, and like I said, now there's this incredible animosity between the Power Four, between the two leagues. There's incredible animosity between the Big 12, ACC, Big 10, and SEC.
Don't you sense though that Petitti is a little more reserved, less arrogant, less brazen, more willing to work, maybe has the greater good in mind?
Well, the one thing is that
your perception?
That'd be the perception. Not sure if that's reality. I do know this. He's not out front with everything. But when
Sankey is.
But when Sankey was talking the other day, he said like three times in his press conference, I talked to Tony. It was never I talked to the commissioners or the other leagues.
Brett York.
Yeah.
Your Mark.
Yeah. Yeah. And so
My bad.
Yeah. So that doesn't
Jim Phillips.
Jim Phillips.
That doesn't come up. And so
does it worry you?
And so yeah, just because like I said, it worries me when you don't have everyone pulling the same direction.
Thank you.
So college football is not pulling the same direction.
Don't take us for granted.
Don't think it can't change. Don't think it can't change.
Headline again, please, Bill.
I'd love to, Jake, if I could. Football became strange. Things can change.
And that is Bill Thrill, sponsored by Diner Contracting. When we come
Randy,
back, hour
text
two.
Him today.
Does Nebraska's game against Michigan define the season for the Huskers? It's next, an early break in the ticket.
If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Granger understands that you go to great lengths, and sometimes heights, to ensure the power is always flowing. Which is why you can count on Granger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRANGER, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets, like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply.